USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record number of illegal immigrants are crossing the southern border into Texas. 42 suspected terrorists have been caught by Border Patrol agents, as well as fentanyl smuggled by cartels. Appearing on Sunday Morning Futures, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives his opinion on what he describes as the illegal immigrant invasion.
You're going to have more than 6 million people coming across the border a year. To put this in context, the largest city in the state of Texas is Houston. We will have about one Houston coming across the border in Texas every year.
Highland Park is holding a vigil for the victims of the July 4th mass shooting. Over 100 people gathered at Immaculate Conception Church in the Chicago suburb for a morning service. The gunman is being held without bond on 7 counts of first-degree murder. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Gas prices have fallen 19 cents over the last couple of weeks and 24 cents over the last month to a new national average of $4.86 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says that crude oil prices are the biggest factor in determining price points and explains how much further she thinks prices could fall.
We don't know what crude oil prices will do, but if they stabilize from here at least a little while, I think we're going to see another 10 to 20 cent drop in the price of gasoline.
The wildfire in Yosemite National Park has grown to nearly 1,600 acres. Firefighters saying the wildfire is 0% contained and has grown more to the south. Over 500 sequoias are threatened by the wildfire, including a 3,000-year-old tree called the Grizzly Giant. National Park Service crews doing the best they can to wrap the trees in fire-resistant foil to protect them. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The FBI is looking into a potential threat against a Texas synagogue. In a statement, the FBI is saying they are working to determine the credibility of the threat and are sharing information with law enforcement and the Jewish community. The CEO and national director of the Anti-Defamation League said an unidentified Texas synagogue was a target of threats that became more specific and credible within the last day. A woman in the Lone Star State is contesting a ticket.
A Texas woman is fighting a ticket after sheriff's deputies say she was driving in the HOV 2 lane by herself. Brandy Batone, talking to television station KXAS, says she was stopped at a checkpoint on the Central Expressway near I-635.
He starts peeking around. He's like, "Is it you?" And I said, "No, there's two of us." And he's like, "Well, where's the other person?" And I went, "Right here."
Batone was 34 weeks pregnant at the time of the incident, but the deputy says that doesn't count.
And I said, "Well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby."
She got a $275 ticket. Her court date is on July 20th, about the same time as her due date. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Powerball jackpot is continuing to grow. Lottery officials say no one picked all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot in the multi-state lottery is going to be worth $56 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.